and that the sort of pleasure which the book and the walk gave him was the most dangerous of all? That it would peel off from his sensibility the kind of crust you have been forming on it and making him feel that he was coming home, recovering himself? As a preliminary to detaching him from the enemy, you wanted to detach him from himself, and had made some progress in doing so. Now, all that is undone. Of course I know that the enemy also wants to detach men from themselves, but in a different way. Remember always that he really likes the little vermin, and sets an absurd value on the distinctness of every one of them. When he talks of their losing their selves, he only means abandoning the clamour of self-will. Once they have done that, he really gives them back all their personality, and boasts, I am afraid, sincerely, that when they are wholly his, they will be more themselves than ever. Hence, while he is delighted to see them sacrificing even their innocent wills to his, he hates to see them drifting away from their own nature for any reason. And we should always encourage them to do so. The deepest likings and impulses of any man are the raw material, the starting point, with which the enemy has furnished him. To get him away from those is therefore always a point gained. Even in things indifferent, it is always desirable to substitute the standards of the world, or convention, or fashion, for a human's own real likings and dislikings. I myself would carry this very far. I would make it a rule to eradicate from my patient any strong personal taste, which is actually not a sin, even if it was something quite trivial, such as a fondness for country cricket, or collecting stamps, or drinking cocoa. Such things, I grant you, have nothing of virtue in them, but there is a sort of innocence and humility and self-forgetfulness about them which I distrust. The man who truly and disinterestedly enjoys any one thing in the world for its own sake and without caring twopence about what other people say about it, is by that very fact forearmed against some of our subtlest modes of attack. To be continued.